SoCal. 1. Limestone eats away at itself, studying the ancient unfriendliness toward pockmarked outsiders. I have every right to be alone, I tell myself on the bus ride home from the self-help section. To LA I came, solitary as a lake, inward-oriented as dark eucalyptus. At last, my father and I discuss what is meant by boundaries and self-care, what our thoughts are trying to convey when they jerk us awake in a sweat to the crashing of waves. It's fair to say 95% of those in need twist New Age terminology to suit their schemes. No exception, we stroll the shores separately till dark, in the end agreeing it is to LA one must travel to flit among matters philosophers have long toiled over. 2. The 31st runner greets the 32nd on the road to Beverly Hills with a message from my father. How 3 a.m. upwellings of remorse over phone numbers, decades defunct, are soon to condense into a single white-hot molecule. I'm part of the greater system of things, the script suggests from its spiritual paper. A white leather wallet, fashioned from white leather cows, slips from my father's valise as, panting over the three-quarter hills, messengers sense themselves only more deeply alone. As soon as the weather clears, my father will send them back with the news. The borders on Sentinella has shuttered at last. 3. Though the rest of the coast resists their influence, I think it's good we embrace their customs as far as sustaining the spirit and cerements. When theater operators wish to run the gutters with wine, they go right ahead. What to make of this? Or if, before embalming, high school sophomores are led straight from the arcades to trails in Calabasas, where merely their cerebellum, as opposed to, for the wealthier classes, intestines as well as mind, are to be extracted. Thus I've grown to accept the treatment of this middle scion of which my father once was part. The offices of Los Angeles have all been clear. First you bow to the water basilisk, and then your entrails are filled with spices. 4. Alfalfa fields strain onto infinity. The couple selling bagfuls from lawn chairs isn't a $400 an hour analyst or a grad student on the fritz, nor are they an artificial lake in a David Hockney, nor a postmodern take on the signifier versus the signified. A blue car idles while the engine cools. Alfalfa strains, the highway ages. Somewhere inside their gingham shirts and cowboy hats, their ability to sit still in the sun for hours moves me to tears, which my father and I intellectualize. More like symbols than people, he proposes. That's how best they come to nourish the unconscious. So be it, I concede. If someone's got to be a lake in Hockney, I guess let it be us. 5. Owl in remotest branches of the Santa Monica Mountains. Owl whom I encounter with my father when he asks me, please to talk a little quieter, to protect the moment's sanctity, I always add, in memory. I've never forgotten your intimation about how no time passes between decades, how if it did, our natures wouldn't be our natures. Any chance you can explain what draws me, hot around the eyes, always to the self-help section in pursuit of that sticky, sobbing child within? My father and I rely on gurus whose wisdom we enjoy spouting off at the borders on Sentinella, like so much pollution at twilight. No oracular calm here. Adolescence forced me to depart from my inner self, or to create one, or it forced my father to create his inner self. No time passes. For your immobile pupils, owl, God adores you. I'm here to ask again about my failures with my father. Just don't repeat the thing about having to field idle questions. 6. The pair of bluebirds from 1986, two of us alone for the weekend, has swooped down again into the canyon from which coyotes crept up onto the street and which was always catching fire. The intervening years have seen us rubbed raw, talking past each other. The thing about my sister's allowance, the thing about my tone of voice. But this weekend, something eternal and translucent enters the twig-like legs, descending onto the patio, then hopping across in a span of microseconds just outside the glass where, over Hershey's syrup and fried chicken, we plan our lineup of W.C. Fields. Our father-son relationship has little to do with the world at large. The bluebird's trails leave pinging sounds that go on forever like a dying family. Fires burn storefront to storefront across San Vicente. So we flex the blithe lack of awareness into which we were born. What matters is the trauma of bluebirds floating up over the lawn.